Good morning. Magandang umaga po. Ako po si John Maynes, one of the pastors dito sa Crossroads. And tayo po ngayon ay, gaya ng nabanggit ni Jerome, tayo ay magpapatuloy sa ating sermon series ng Book of Ephesians. It's been years. Matagal na po. Maybe half of you ay wala pa nung na-preach itong Book of Ephesians. Nagsimula tayo. Ang title po nating series ay The Glory of God in and Through the Church. The Glory of God in and Through the Church. Yan po ang isang major theme ng Book of Ephesians, Church. Yan ang hope and prayer natin na ang glory ng Panginoon ay makita in us and through us. Yan po ang i-explore natin sa Book of Ephesians. Ang Book of Ephesians po ay sulat ni Paul nang while siya po ay nasa prison. Nag-minister po si Paul sa Ephesians sa Epeso. Unang punta niya po after second missionary journey niya, bumalik siya roon, nag-spend siya ng 2.5 years. Makikita natin po 'yun sa Acts 19. Ang lugar po na Epeso ay isa pong maunlad na lugar. Ito po ay strategic and ito po ay isa sa pinaka-importanting city ng Roman Empires. Meron pong 250,000 na population that time po. And isa sila sa pinaka-strategic and maunlad na lugar po sa Roman Empire. Ang mga tao po dito is very religious. Marami silang Diyos-Diyosan, maraming religion. And ang prominent na religion po rito is yung cult ng Artemis or si Diana. Ni Diana, ang temple po ni Diana po ay ang largest na building known in antiquity po. Ito ay considered as one of the 7 wonders sa mundo. Ang pagan nation po na ito ay may mga na-convert na Kristiyano through the ministry of Paul. Dumami po ang believers dito, nagkaroon ng mga iba-ibang churches sa pagan na lugar na ito. Ang sulat po ni Paul sa Epeso or the Book of Ephesians ay rich in theology. Favorite po ito ng mga maraming theologians. Sabi ng isang commentator, walang New Testament writing na more joyfully celebrates God's grace in the gospel than Ephesians. Rich in theological gold. Yun po ang tawag ng isang commentator. Ang tawag na iba, ito po raw ay ang the divinest composition of man. Wait lang po, nag-shutdown ng aking iPad. Yun po, the divinest composition of man. Ang Book of Ephesians, we can divide po ito sa dalawa. Ang first 3 chapters po yung tinatawag na the doctrinal part or yung orthodoxy na tinatawag. Ito po yung indicative. Ito po yung who God is and what God has done in Christ. So ito pong pag-aaralan natin is under ng theological or doctrinal letter ni Paul sa mga Epeso. And then yung remaining half po, yung 46, yun po yung tinatawag nating practical or yung ethical or yung we can say na how to live yung doctrine na yan. In light sa sinulat ni Paul sa first 3 chapters, this is how you live. So yun po ang hati ng Ephesians. Most po ng almost lahat ng sulat ni Paul, ganun po yung pattern po. Starts with the doctrines and then saka siya magbibigay ng imperative or ng command, this is how you live. Because this is who God is and what God has done. So, ganun po ang itsura ng Book of Ephesians. A few years ago po, nagsimula po ako ng preaching from chapter 1 hanggang second half ng chapter 2. And I will give you a quick background po nung previous mga chapters. Yung una pong verse 3 hanggang verse 14 po ng chapter 1, yun po yung sulat ni Paul na about the glorious salvation ng ating triune God. It's the work of the Father who planned ang salvation from eternity past and the Son, Jesus Christ, siya po ang nag-accomplish and the Holy Spirit, siya po ang nag-secure nun to take effect sa kanyang people. So ang ibig sabihin po, ang salvation ng isang Kristiyano is certain, secured. Yung po yung ano nung from 3 to 14. That's a rich text po. Napakaganda pong basahin ng text na yan. And then 15 to 23, ito po yung in one sentence sinulat po ni Paul na ito yung gusto niya mangyari sa mga Ephesus, na gusto niyang maintindihan niyo kung sino kayo and what you have sa inyong relationship kay Kristo. Yun po yung kabuuan ng 15 to 23. And then, nag-chapter 2 tayo, 1 to 10. Most of you ay familiar dito. Ang sabi niya po, universally, ang lahat ng tao are dead. Dead in a sense na wala tayong kakayanang bumalik in a right relationship sa Diyos. Yun ang sinabi ni Paul. But God, yun po yung mga famous na ano doon. Ito po yung transformation or yung salvation individually na ginawa ng Diyos towards sinners. Yun po yung unang half ng chapter 2. And then, magta-transition po tayo sa second half ng chapter 2, which is connected po ito sa first half. And then yung mga susunod po, chapter 3, I will preach for next week. Ito po yung progress po ng letter ni Paul. Ang isa po sa mga common na ma-observe natin dito, merong mga repeated na praise or repeated na word na madalas ginagamit ni Paul. Yung word po na in Christ or in Him, ito po ang isa sa common na ginagamit ni Paul. Favorite niya po ito. 15 times niya ginamit ito. Yung word na grace, 12 times. Yung word na riches, 5 times. Yung word na glory, 8 times. Ang point po ni Paul dito is, all the blessings, all the riches, all the glory, ang salvation ay in Christ alone. There's no other name. Hindi po natin makikita ito kahit kanino o saan. Only in Christ. Yun po ang point ni Paul. And then, second half ng Ephesians. Chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niya sa chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. What is your deepest longing? Ano po yung pinakagusto nyong mangyari or makuha or maging in the future? Ano, parang nababasa kayong isip nyo. Meron kayong longing. Ano yung deepest desire nyo? Alam niyo po ba na many of us, na mga OFW, ang common na longing ng mga, kagaya nating OFW, ang common na longing natin is makauwi tayo. To be reunited sa ating family and friends back home. Especially po sa mga andito na malayo sa family. So yun po yung mga common na longing. Meron pong isang group na nag-conduct ng survey. Tinanong nila ang thousands of people, na tao, tinanong nila yung question na to, what is your happiest memory? What is your deepest longing? Different answers po. Iba-iba yung sagot. Merong mga memories sa kanila na ang ano nila is yung kanilang first love. First love never dies. Parang ganun po. Yung wedding or family nila. Meron pong mga faces ng friends nila, yun yung nakikita nila, ng loved ones nila. Meron naman po yung kanilang first home. Interestingly po, yung mga common na mga sagot ng thousands of people na po ito has almost nothing to do with material things. Nothing to do with material things. Ang mga common po mga sagot ay related sa relationships, or connected sa word na home, being home. Ang longing po na ito, ang desire na ito, tells us na we are not there yet. Meron tayong longing. Why do we have this longing? Longing for a peaceful, joyful, loving relationship and longing for home. Bakit tayo may ganitong desire? Could it be na we were created for something better than what we have right now? Made for another place that we can call home? God put ng eternal longing sa bawat isa. That's the answer. Meron pong eternal longing sa inyong puso. Ano po solution dito? Paano masasatisfy ito? And God is making sure na you will not find that sa mundo na to o kanino man. So ano po ang solution? Yan po yung makikita natin sa ating passage. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo sa Ephesians 2 verses 11 to 12. Ang big idea po ng aking sermon is, the cross of Christ reconciles sinners with God and one another to create new people of God. Ni-reconcile ng cross ni Kristo o ang kamatayan ni Kristo ang taong makasalanan towards God and towards horizontally sa tao. Para saan? To create a new family, a new people, a new community para sa Diyos. Ang passage natin, binigyan tayo ng tatlong reality about us sa tao in relation to Christ, to Jesus Christ. Una pong reality na binigay sa atin ng passage na to, we were separated from God without Christ. Yan po yung verse 11 to 12. Ang second pong reality, ang relation natin about us in relation to Christ, we are reconciled with God and one another through Christ. Pangatlo po, we are one family of God in Christ. Yun po yung 19 to 22. First reality natin in relation kay Kristo. Tignan niyo po yung verse 11 to 12. Sundan niyo po ako, buksan niyo yung Bible niyo as we progress. We were separated from God without Christ. Paul is writing or talking sa mga Kristiyano. Sa mga Kristiyano po ang kausap niya rito. Sabi ron, therefore, verse 11, therefore. Whenever nabasa natin yung word na therefore, it should, ano sa atin, na teka, it's connecting us to the previous. So, ang previous po nito, yung 1 to 10, ang sinabi ron, you were dead, wala kang hope, but God, in His mercy, made you alive together with Christ. Itong ginawa ng Panginoon sa iyo. Therefore, yun po yung karuktong, remember, alalahanin mo that at one time sa buhay mo dati, bago ka naging Kristiyano, ikaw ay isang Gentile or Gentiles in the flesh. Ang tawag po sa inyo ay uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Kung familiar po tayo sa mga biblical terminology na ito, kung nagbabasa tayo ng Bible, malamang naiintindihan nyo na po ito. So, therefore, connects us sa previous verses and makikita natin yung parallel nung 1 to 10 sa 11 to 22. Meron pong parallel, may similarity. Both highlighted po yung hopelessness condition ng tao outside Christ. Gentiles po, it simply means you are non-Jew. Yun po ang mga Gentiles, mga hindi Hudyo. That time po, we can categorize lang ang nation or ang ethnicity. Either you are a Gentiles or a Jew. So, you are a Gentile. I am a Gentile. Lahat po tayo dito Gentile, except meron mga tunay na Hudyo nang dito ngayon. Pero all of us po ay Gentiles. Yun po yung category na yon. And sa history po ng humanity, sa history ng mundo, yung tension po, yung hostility between Jew and non-Jew or yung Gentiles, ay isa po yan sa pinaka long-standing or talagang we can say na worst na division ng tao. Ito po yung oldest na racial or ethnic na division sa history. Ang tawag ng Jew sa mga Gentiles po ay kinakategorize nila na people made for hell. Yung po ang ano ng mga Diyos sa mga non-Jew. Andito kayo nag-exist because you are meant for hell. Yung naman pong word na circumcision, we all know it's a sign ng covenant ng Panginoon kay Abraham sa Genesis 17, yung circumcision po, yung tule, yung nabasa po natin kanina sa Tagalog. Ito po ay a sign to be part po ng covenant people of God. Covenant people of God. So, it's a physical po na circumcision. Naging sign po ito ng pride. Naging sign ito ng superiority ng mga Hudyo. To call someone uncircumcised, ito po ay masakit po ito. Ito po ay derogatory. Panlalait po ito pag tinawag ang uncircumcised nung time na pong yun. Remember yung si David, tinawag niya yung mga Philistine? Hey, you uncircumcised. Tinawag niya si Goliath. Ito po ay division. Ito po naging division, naging distinction ng tao. So, ang ibig sabihin po nito, ang tawag sa atin mga Diyo, you are outside sa Diyos. You are outside sa covenant people of God. Kasi mga circumcised lang, mga Hudyo lang. You are outside. And that exactly speaks sa'yo. You are Gentiles. You are outside kung sa time na yon. Outside ka sa covenant ng Panginoon. So po yan ang condition na sinabi ni Paul, remember at one time. Tandaan mo yan. And then, binigyan tayo ng in-expound ni Paul pagdating sa verse 12. Ano ba itsura of being a Gentile? Being outside sa covenant people of God. Look at verse 12. Again, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant promise, having no hope without God in the world. Yun po yung itsura ng being a Gentile. Unang-una, separated from Christ. Ano po yan? Lima po yan, separated from Christ. Ano po ba yung Christ? It's a Greek word na ang katumbas po nito sa Hebrew is Messiah. Messiah, the anointed one. Ito po yung pinangako ni Yahweh sa kanyang people na someone will come one day to save you. Messiah. So, naging Greek, Kristo. Same meaning po. So, you are separated from Christ. Kasi wala silang knowledge. Sino ba yung Christ? Hindi namin alam, hindi namin narinig yan. Yun po ang itsura ng mga Gentiles. Ang pangalawang sinabi, Christ is the, ang ano po, wala tayong pagkilala or understanding ng Kristo na to. So yung second po, description ay alienated. Alien po, parang out of this world. Parang you are outside. You are foreigner. Yun po yung ano ng alien. From the commonwealth ng Israel. Ibig sabihin, you are outside sa citizenship ng mga Hudyo. Outside po, means talagang wala kang benefit ng kahit anong blessing inside the covenant people of God. You are outside. You are alien. And pangatlo po ang sinabi rin, strangers to the covenants of promise. We are all outside sa covenant ng promise ng Panginoon sa Israel. Wala tayong alam kung ano yung mga promises na yon. Kung that time na yon, buhay tayo. So, parang itsura po nito, we are at the dark. Hindi natin alam, paano ko ba makikilala ang one true God? Anong basis ko to know the one true God? Ito po ang itsura natin dito. Yung po yun na we are strangers sa covenant. Hindi natin alam ano ang pinangako ng Panginoon. Paano makukuha ang pangako na yan? So, pang-apat po, no hope. Walang pag-asa. Meron ako nabasa dati na alisin mo na ang lahat sa tao, wag lang hope. Kayang mabuhay ng tao kung wala siyang mga bagay na to, pero hindi kaya mabuhay ng tao kung wala siyang hope. I love that, iniisip ko yun. Mahirap mabuhay na walang hope. Pero ito po sinabi, you have no hope. Anong klaseng hope po? Hindi ito emotional hope. Feeling ko parang hopeless ako. No, this is objective hope. It's sure hope. Wala ka nito. Yun ang sinasabi. Kayo nito, outside sa covenant people of God, wala kang hope. Anong hope ito? Hope for redemption. Hope for salvation. Ito po ang sinasabi. Ito ang itsura mo outside sa Panginoon. And number five po, ang sabi ron, without God. Without God. Ito po, sa Greek po, sa original language po, yung without God is one word. Ang original word po nito is ateos. Doon po nang galing yung salita na atheist. Ang sabi rito, without God, ito ang itsura ng mga Gentiles. Pero teka, kanina sinabi mo, sa Epeso, marami silang Diyos doon, marami silang religion, marami silang pinaniniwalaan. Paano sila nawala ng God? The Bible is clear. There is no other God than the one true God. Kung meron ka pang ibang Diyos, that's a false God. You don't have any God. Outside kay Kristo, outside sa covenant na to, wala kang Diyos. Yun po yung description ng mga Gentiles. Ganun din po tayo. Outside kay Christ, kahit ngayong sa mga time na to, without relationship sa Messiah o kay Kristo, kahit lumaki ka pa sa church, Magulang mo, Kristiyano, at tatay mo, pastor, ikaw ang nagbigay ng isang malaking speaker sa church. Kahit ano pang ginawa mo, outside Christ, you are ateos. Without God, without hope, without benefits ng promise ng Panginoon. That's po ang condition natin outside sa Messiah. Yun po sinabi ni Paul, remember, kausap niya Kristiyano, before ka makita ni Kristo, eto ka, you are in the dark, lost, and you were found. Bakit po remember? Bakit kailangan remember? Ano po ba yung remember? Ano ba ito? Bigla ko naalala. Pero kung pag-aaralan niyo po itong word na to, it's not a one-time remembrance na, naalala ko po yan, and then go on with your life. Hindi po ito seasonal na remembering. Ito pong word na remember is a active present. Ang ibig sabihin, all your life, remember who you were bago ka natagpuan ni Kristo. Remember that. So, para saan? Anong benefit nito? Anong practical nito sa buhay ko kung kailangan kong alalahanan? Because we are people na easy to forget. Naalala ko nung may kausap ako na, sabi niya, alam mo bro, nakalimutan ko na nga, paano rin magsulat eh. At sabi ko, gamot lang sa kalimot eh, paalala. So exactly po, remember sino ka. Kasi kapag ka naging familiar na tayo sa ating buhay Kristiyano, hindi na natin nakikita yung sino tayo before Christ, nagkakaroon tayo ng over-familiarity, yung grace na amazing grace, hindi na so amazing. Nawawala na yung ating excitement. Remember nung bago kayo naging Kristiyano? You're so active. Active ka sa ministry. You want to do this, do that. Go here. Ang dami mong gustong gawin sa Panginoon. Pero as years passed, lumalamig. Nakakalimutan na natin sino tayo noon. And we demand na yung grace ay parang dinidemand na natin. Yung we lost the meaning ng word of grace. Na even mercy, we dinidemand na natin. Panginoon, dapat gawin mo sa akin. Nagkakaroon na tayo ng ganong klaseng attitude. Pero sabi ni Paul, remember who you were. Para saan? So that matetreasure mo ang salvation na meron ka ngayon. Na matitreasure mo. Why? Bakit ang dami at mga Kristiyano nagsasabi, find joy in Christ. Pero hindi natin naintindihan, paano ba nakikita ang joy in Christ? Paano pag kinakanta natin yung, it is well with my soul, whatever my lot. Alam niyo po ba yung nagsulat ng kantang yon? Namatay po ang kanyang mga anak, namatay ang kanyang asawa. Na lumubog po yung barko. And then, nag-travel siya, pumunta siya sa same spot nung kamatayan ng asawa niya ngayon, ng anak niya. Pero sinabi niya, it is well with my soul. Bakit mayroong ganong klaseng tao? Paano ba yung joy na yon? Remember who you were. Ang sinabi niya doon sa kanta, it is well with my soul. Why? Because I know my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross. And I bear it no more. Remember what Christ has done sa'yo. So, whatever na daanan mo sa buhay mo, kung meron tayong ganyang remembering, when things are not going your way, kung ang mga bagay ay parang, hindi na yata ako, iniwan na yata ang Panginoon, no. Remember, worse dapat ang deserving mo. Worse. Pwede kang iwanan ng Panginoon in the dark all your life. Mamatay ka sa kasalanan and for all eternity, separated from the love of God. But God. So that fuels sa atin na when things are not going my way sa mundo na to, I know my hope is certain. One day it will be over because God said, I will make all things new. So remember, that helps us to move forward as you look back sa goodness ng Panginoon. It will fuel you. I will move forward. I will persevere. Remember who you were para ma-appreciate mo kung anong ginawa ng Panginoon sa'yo. Kagaya po ng ng sa Luke 7, when we understand how much we were forgiven, ganun din tayo how much we love. Kung ang tingin natin na minor lang yung sin natin, we look sa ating Savior na small Savior. Pero pag nakita natin na how much yung gravity ng sin natin, how worse ang kalagayan natin sa harapan ng Panginoon, we have a big Savior. And yung affection natin is ganun din, proportional po. So as you remember, you are the worst sinner, kagaya sinabi ni Paul, and you have a big Savior. So, hindi po sinasabi ni Paul dito na yung mga Jew po ay hindi separated from Christ. Na-establish na po yan sa previous verses 1 to 10. And sinabi niya ron, all, universally, lahat ng tao kailangan ng Savior. You are dead. So, hindi po yun ang pinapoint ni Paul. Tingnan niyo po ulit yung verse 11. Yung word na circumcision, and then inagyan po ng made in the flesh. Circumcision po, ito po ang pride ng Jew. Pride po nila ito. And made in the flesh po, sa original language na Greek, tinranslate po yung Old Testament translation po sa Greek is the same word po ng making idols. Making idols sa by the hand, created by the hand, gumagawa sa ilang Diyos. Makikita niyo po sa Leviticus 26 verse 1, Daniel 5, sa Isaiah 2 verse 18. Ang kanilang position and covenant kay Yahweh, yung kanilang being chosen people of God, ay naging idolatry. Yun po yung making hand. Naging idolatry na nila yun. Ang kanilang religious activity ay idolatry. God chose them po para saan? To be light. Para maging witness to other nations. Sabi niya, be different, be holy, so that other nations will know that I am the Lord your God. To proclaim ang kanilang Diyos na si Yahweh. Sabi sa Isaiah po, God formed this people, and Jew, for himself. Para saan? So that they can declare the praise of God. Pero hindi po ganun nangyari. Ang position nila before God na sana ay maging witness, sila po ay naging nag-cause ng division. They mock other nations. They tell people na, we are chosen people of God, kayo hindi. They reject people. They are so proud of themselves and their works. Naalala niyo si John 8, very famous na verse, when the Son sets you are free indeed. Nag-react ang mga juron. Ha? Ano sinasabi mo, Jesus? What do you mean set free? We are not slave to anyone. Ganun naman Diyo. We are children of Abraham. We don't need a Savior. Yun ang attitude nila. Hindi nila kailangan ng Kristo. So, ang point po rito is, both Jews and Gentiles kailangan po ng Kristo. Sa ating natural condition po tayo, wala po tayong hope. Anong hope po? Ito po yung ating eternal hope. Paul, kagaya po sinabi ko, is talking to Christian po. Kaya po ang command na remember who you were is po dahil merong present. Yung past, present. If you are not in Christ, you are, sa point number one, you are, not you were. Yung po ang condition mo if you are outside Christ. So, right now, we're talking about Christians. Remember anong kalagayan mo before Christ. So, you can say to yourself maybe, paano naman ako naging separated po sa Panginoon? Paano naman ako naging hindi naman ako kagaya ng ibang tao. Hindi po yun ang basis eh. Hindi po yun ang basis ng ating relationship sa Panginoon. If you are a nice guy, a nice kid, or a nice person, hindi po yun. The basis is, do you have a relationship kay Christ? Sa Messiah. It's either you have or you don't have. Either you are in Christ or outside Christ. Dalawa lang po. Alright? So, remember anong ginawa ni Kristo para saan po? For us to treasure yung ginawa ni Kristo. Ano po ba ang ginawa ni Kristo? That leads sa ating second point. Ang sabi doon, we are reconciled with God, vertical, and one another, horizontal. Through Christ. Verses 13 to 18 po. Tignan niyo po yung verse 13. But now. But now po, ito ay parallel po doon sa verse 4 ng anong, but God. Yung parallelism po ng 1 to 10 to 11, 22. But now, ito po ay transformative po ito. When you read po ito, pause. This, ito pong but God, but now word sa Bible po ay life-changing. This is exactly the gospel. Usually po, ang author, ang ginagawa niya, whenever merong ganyan transition ng contrast, but now, but God, binibigay niya muna yung ito yung situation mo, you are in the dark, ito, you are in the worst condition, but God. Despite and spite, tinanggal ka niya dyan. But God. That's exactly. Dati ganito ka, malayo ka sa Diyos, wala kang hope, wala kang Diyos, but now. Yun po yun. Ito na yung present natin. Ito yung ginawa ni Kristo. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near. Nakita niyo, from far, you've been brought near. So, whenever po na ano natin tong ano na to is, try to pause. This is worshipful. This is worshipful. Something po na for us to pause and pray, bring us to our knee. Thank you, Panginoon. Hindi mo ako iniwan sa point one. Nandito na ako ngayon sa but now. Every conversion is a but God, but now story. God took us out from the dark and dinala tayo sa kanyang marvelous light. Yung po yung mga binibigay sa atin ng Bible. So, ito po ay worshipful. Ito po ang idea ng verses 13 to 18. What God has done for those, kagaya natin, who were far off, paano tayo nakalapit sa Diyos? But now, ano po yung ginawa ng Panginoon? Ito pong verses na to points us to one person. One person, one work. Ito po ang person and work of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 13 again. We were brought near. Paano? Binigay rin po sa atin yung means. Paano tayo na brought near? By the blood of Christ. Teka, why blood? Maybe sa inyo, bago kayo sa Christianity, bago kayo bakit blood? Sometimes nakikita ko, we sing ang song by the blood of Christ, the power of the blood. Ano ba yung blood? Why blood? Pwede ba natin iba ng medyo... Bakit blood? The Bible is clear po. Sin separates us from God. Yun po yung, remember Genesis? One sin, nag-separate kay Adam and Eve from God, nagkaroon ng flaming sword doon. No one can enter. So, one sin. Yung sin po separates us from God. Sin po ang greatest problem ng bawat isa. Universal po yan. Yan po ang pinaka-problema natin. And the Bible is clear din po na without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Ngayon yung question, why blood? Because without blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Ang kailangan mo is forgiveness ng iyong sin. Sin kanino? Towards God. Towards God. Blood means po is death ni Christ. Anong klaseng kamatayan to? Hindi siya victim dito. It's a sacrificial death. He gave himself in behalf of his people. Ang tawag po ng ibang mga theologian doon, guys, sinabi ni Paul sa Romans 3, propitiation. Propitiation. Ibig sabihin po nun, kailangang i-appease ko yung Diyos, yung wrath niya galit sa sin, idadivert ko yung galit na yon na towards you, kinuha ni Christ, ilagay mo sa akin. I will give my blood. I will give my life. The person of Christ. Yun po yung idea ng propitiation. So, yun po yung blood na yon, yun po sinabi sa Hebrews 9:22 na without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. So, kailangan po na merong mag-satisfy ng wrath, ng holiness, ng justice ng Panginoon so that forgiveness maging available. And that exactly what Christ has done. You were brought near without God kayo dati, makasalanan kayo, malayo kayo sa Diyos. Christ came to give His blood, His life, so that you may be reconciled sa Diyos. So God's means of reconciliation is Christ. Common po sa Ephesians yan. In Christ, through Him, in Him, Christ. Pinapoint po tayo yan kay Christ. So, ang death of Christ brought us near to God. Ano po yung implication? Look at verse 14. He is our peace. What peace? Ang peace po dito, hindi po kagaya ng peace talk ng mga NPA at ng government natin. Parang bata pa tayo, may peace talk na. Biglang after isang buwan lang, talawang buwan, gera na ulit. Hindi po ganong klaseng peace to. Hindi temporary peace ang binibigay rito, ang sinasabi rito. And ang peace po na ito, hindi lang po ito absence ng hostility or absence ng war. Ito po ay peace na absence of ng tension, ng conflict, and presence ng loving relationship. That is peace. That's what Christ is to us. Peace between us and God vertically. So, ang sinabi po ron, Christ is our peace. Christ is the means ng peace. Siya ang way to peace. Sabi sa Isaiah 9 verse 6, ang Messiah na ito is the Prince of Peace. By default po, by ang natural condition natin, we are at war sa Diyos. We are at war sa Diyos. Outside po kay Kristo, lahat tayo ay mayroong ongoing war sa Panginoon. Ang war po na ito na akala mo, nananalo ka, ito po ay a losing war para sa iyo if you are outside kay Christ. Lahat tayo, we were once in a losing war. Waiting for destruction. One day, if you remain outside Christ, ito pong war na ito is a losing war sa iyo. It's a warning. Give up. Surrender kay Christ. Pero ang itsura po nito, instead na tayo po ang sumuko at lumapit sa Diyos dahil wala po tayong laban, ang ginawa po ng Panginoon, God gave us ng Christ. Siya ang nag-offer ng peace. Siya ang nagbigay ng peace sa atin. How gracious, how merciful. Christ is our peace offering towards God. This is what God gave you, mga kapatid kay Kristo. Peace with God. Friends, kung nandito ka ngayon, you're not a Christian. Hindi mo naiintindihan, ewan ko, wala akong relasyon kay Kristo. You will stand before Him one day. That's a reality po. This is not a scary tactic. The Bible is clear. Hebrews 9:27, people are destined, appointed sa isang tao to die once, and after that, face judgment. You don't want to remain at war sa Diyos na to. Ang sabi ni Jesus sa Luke 12, fear Him who can take your life and who can throw you to hell. Now, this peace offering binibigay sa'yo, if you are outside Christ, try to consider po itong ano. You will stand before Him. Now, forgiveness, reconciliation is available para sa'yo. Maybe, yun ang nararamdam mo. Hindi mo na ako kagaya ni Hitler. Hindi mo na ako kagaya. Meron nga akong ka-flatmate doon. Talagang, ano eh, mas sinners pa sa akin. Ang daming asawa na, ang daming naglalasing lagi. Alam mo, meron tayong ganong comparison lagi, ano? Pero hindi po yun eh. Ang comparison po natin ng Diyos. When you look sa Diyos and you look sa sarili mo, para kang si Isaiah. Woe is me. I'm dead. Wala kong hope. That's the comparison. Not sa kapitbahay mo, hindi sa boardmate mo, hindi sa ibang tao. Compare yourself sa requirements ng Diyos. Holy God. Ang basis po nating relationship sa Panginoon is si Kristo. Either you have Christ or you don't have. John 3:36 po ang sabi ron, if you receive Christ, you will have eternal life with God. Yun po yan, malinaw, if you meron kang Kristo. But if not, nireject mo siya, nagpatuloy ka, ang sabi ron, the wrath of God will remain sa iyo. Dalawa lang po yan, either you have peace or you are at war, yung wrath ng Panginoon. Friends, I'm pleading with you, consider mo yung peace. Consider mo si Christ. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. Kung if you want to know more, ano ba yung tsura niya? Ano bang gusto kong malaman about Christ, about salvation? kahit after po nitong service nito, try to approach any of our members, approach po yung mga elders. We want to talk to you about Christ, about salvation. Kung hindi malinaw sa ito, let's talk about it. Pero I'm pleading, try to consider po if you, kung hindi ka pa Kristiyano. So, God is commanding us po na, na parang lay down mo na yung armas mo. Yung armas mo ng yung righteousness, yung armas, lay it down. Hindi mo ako, sabi ng Panginoon, never mo ako ma-peace. With all those things na hawak mo, bitawan mo na yan. Come to me through my Son, Jesus Christ. Yun po yung approach. Lay down. Surrender. Yung sin mo. Yung joy mo sa sin. Turn away from sin and turn to Christ so that you can be right with God. Yun po ang itsura ng sinasabi ng Panginoon sa atin. Look at verse 14 again. Not just peace before God, but also, itong peace na to and reconciliation is horizontal then. Towards one another. Towards one another. Horizontal peace towards sa isa't isa ay lagi pong connected vertically. If we don't have ng vertical relation ng peace or reconciliation towards God, temporaring reconciliation lang to. A false reconciliation. Not lasting. So, ano po itsura nito? Naalala ko pag kami nagkakamustahan tayo, remember, maybe familiar kayo dito. Tinatang natin, kamusta? Kamusta kapatid? How is your walk with the Lord? And most na magiging answer natin, okay naman bro. Actually, nag-grow na nga ako sa prayer. Nag-grow na ako sa reading, consistent na ako sa mga bagay na to, sa devotion ko. That's good, that's good. Pero the Bible... Mike? Alright, sorry about that. Balik po tayo. Sometimes yun ang basis natin na I'm okay, nag-grow na ako sa prayer, nag-grow na ako sa devotion. Pero the Bible gives us ng clear, na visible, para makita natin na we have the right relationship sa Diyos, yung tamang posture. And sabi sa 1 John 4:20, if anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother or sister, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Ang ating pagmamahal sa Diyos, ang ating relationship sa Diyos, nagmamanifest po yan. Nagmamanifest po yan. So, it tells us something sa atin, the way we relate sa ating kapatid kay Kristo. Kamusta po yung treatment nyo to your brothers and sisters, Panginoon? Do you have that na parang napakatagal lang, ako yung ginatagang inis na inis ako, ting makikita ko siya, naiinis ako. Hindi ko alam bakit eh. And sabi dun, if you say you love God, pero meron kang ganitong klaseng hatred, ganito kang klaseng, you're a liar. Let's fix yung vertical para magkaroon tayo ng true horizontal reconciliation. Kamusta mga treatment mo? Pag outside na kayo ng Christ, nasa bahay na kayo, outside na kayo ng church, how you treat yung isa't isa, mag-asawa? If you love God, you love your brothers and sisters. So, Christ Himself po unites us to God and to one another. So, dalawang dimension po yan, dalawang axis. Tignan po ulit natin yung verse 14. Yung action na made us. I want to emphasize lang po yun, ha? Made us. As you study po yung word na yun, yung action word na yun, ito po ay God's active work. It means we are passive. It's not a human effort. He made us active, God, passive tayo. Wala tayong ginagawa rito. That's something for us, na salamat Panginoon, is a continuous work ang ginagawa mo sa amin.
Hindi po ito human effort. So God made us one in Christ Jesus, both Jews and Gentiles. Ginawa tayong isa. Christ broken down yung dividing wall lang hostility. Lahat po ng action na yan is the active work of God. Ano po ba yung wall na ito? Hati po eh, meron pong nagsasabi ang wall na ito na is a literal, na physical na wall. Nagpunta kami ng Israel dati, kami nila Pastor Alvin. Meron po tinatawag na parang court of the Gentiles. And then, meron po na dito po yung mga Jew, merong court of the women. Court of the Gentiles, hanggang dun lang po sila. Hanggang dun lang po sila sa court of the Gentiles. And that time po, meron daw pong may mga wall doon na mga 4 feet po yung taas. Meron pong inscription doon na if you are a Gentiles at nag-cross ka dito, you take the risk. You are responsible for your death. Ganun po, kalaki yung ano na yan. You are responsible sa kamatayan mo. At meron lang pong isang rate interpretation na it talks about sa law. Sa Mosaic law, which I believe yung po yung pinopoint ni Paul dito. Kasi as yung mga succeeding verses, it's about the commandments, yung law po, yung Mosaic law, binigay ng Panginoon sa mga Hudyo, ang sabi niya, mabuhay kayo differently sa ibang nation. So naging dividing po sa kanila to. Hindi kami makikipag-ano sa inyo dahil we are a different people. Ito po ang naging dividing ng dalawang ethnicity po na ito. So, yung law po na iyon ay naging barrier. Ito po ang inalis ni Kristo. Ano pong ginawa niya? He fulfills yung requirements ng law. So, he can bring us near peace with God, both Jews and Gentiles, both believing Jews and Gentiles, under ng new covenant ni Christ. Makita niyo po yan. It's not really the circumcision sa flesh. What God is pointing us na one day, sabi niya, ay circumcision of the heart, transformation ng heart. Yan po ang gagawin ng Panginoon. And itong mga Jew, they took it na division. No, it doesn't matter. It will not merit anything sa Panginoon. Ang kailangan ng Panginoon sa new heart, circumcision, Jeremiah 33, Ezekiel. Marami pong nagpo-point na ito ang inano ng Panginoon, the circumcision ng heart. So, ito po ang giniba ni Kristo. Hindi na kailangan ng Gentiles na maging Hudyo, gawin nila yung mga practices ng circumcision, dietary law, anong pang mga ceremonial law, or yung Sabbath. You are not required. Hindi kailangan yun. Giniba ni Kristo yun. So, bakit po ginawa ng Panginoon yun? Ano po ang purpose niya? Look at verse 15-16. To make a new man, a new people for God, a new community. Yun po yung repeated po yan sa Book of Ephesians. So out of the two na group ng tao na to, Jew and Gentiles, God is making a new people for God. One new community. Ang ibig sabihin ng one new, hindi po to parang bago. I mean, ito pong new na ito is redeemed people. Same people na Jew, same people na Gentiles. Pag sinabing new, redeemed. A new people of God. Believers ni Kristo. So, yun po ang purpose na ginawa ni Kristo to. I will make ng bagong redeemed people ng Panginoon. So, ang purpose ng work ni Christ to unite people from all nations and make a people for God, ay yun po yun. Ikaw po at ako yun. We are the new man. So, yung created na peace and unity, eh hindi na po tayo ultimately na-identify po sa ating human identity. Gaya ng ethnicity, we are identified na po sa new people, sa redeemed. So verse 16, sabi doon, we are one body. Isa po yan sa mga na ginagamit ni Paul, body, one family, one man, a new person. Iyan na po ang isa sa ginagamit lagi ni Paul. Na ito po tayo, we are one body. Sino po yun? Church? Ang church po ay nireconcile ni Kristo unang-una sa Diyos and towards one another. Kaya naman po, ang itsura po ng ang imagery na binibigay sa atin na one body, ang head natin si Christ. So ito na po tayo, lahat tayo, we are functioning as one. Yun po yung merong unity as we sa ano po sa mga chapters ng Ephesians, makikita po natin how important yung unity. Togetherness. Ito po ang laging paulit-ulit sa Book of Ephesians. It's a corporate. Wala pong individual na nag-ooperate dito. Lahat po to is you are one. You are one body. You are one family. You are one people. You are one community. It's togetherness. Corporate. So wala pong Christian niligtas ng Panginoon din mag-isa lang siya nag-church, nag-YouTube lang. No. Wala pong ganun. If you are doing that, maybe you are not part ng body. Maaaring you are not part ng body. So, kaya naman po, ang witness natin bilang church is i-display ang ginawa ni Kristo sa atin. Una, niligtas tayo sa kasalanan, ni-reconcile sa Diyos, and ni-reconcile tayo sa isa't isa. Peace and unity dito is not just po kagaya na sinabi ko na absence ng conflict. It's living in harmony. Alam niyo po ba yung harmony? Di ba po pa sa mga musicians, ano po? Iba't ibang klase yung mga boses nila. Pero when they sang together in harmony, beautiful music comes out. Iba, meron tayong mga differences. Pero when we operate in unity, in harmony, beautiful things comes out. Ito po ang nasunod ng Panginoon. And the glory of God is na di-display when we work together. When we unite. Kaya po yung title natin, The Glory of God in and Through Us. Nakikita ng watching world, something is different sa mga tao na to. Iba-ibang estado natin dito. Merong doktor dito, maaari, merong engineer, merong... It's not about the class ng ating social status. It's not about na Ilonggo ka, Cebuano ka, Cabiteño ka, but no, wala na po lahat yun. We are one in Christ. Yung level four, we are in an equal footing sa Panginoon. How beautiful is that? Regardless ng ating ano, differences, beautiful things comes out from us. So ano po itsura nito sa atin? So let's live po with our covenant, yung agreement natin with one another. Ano po yun? Tignan nyo po sa website natin. If you are a member ng Crossroads, basahin nyo po yung covenant natin. This is how we operate as a church. Let's continue to gather as one church. Let's not miss a gathering. Let's rejoice with those who rejoice. Let's weep with those who weep. Encourage, edify, build up. Call sin, sin. Whenever we call someone in sin, ang goal po lagi natin is restoration, not finger na i-point natin yung finger. So, ito po how we operate as a church. This is how ang purpose ng Panginoon, He's creating a new people group, ang church. And sa context po ng Ephesians, he's talking about the universal church na lahat kayong naki-Kristo, this is how you look like. And naalala ko pagka nag-uusap kami ng mga elders, nag-uusap kami ni Pastor Alvin, as we look sa church, kami mga elders, we have a view na nakikita namin ang lahat. And nakikita namin how you care sa isa't isa. That's encouraging po. And even though po, many of you nagsasacrifice ng time, ng inyong pahinga, para lang makapagbantay sa hospital, one of our kapatid natin, nako-confine na for long time. And nakikita ko yung how you nagpapalitan kayo, magbabantay ganun ng 12 hours from 6 to 6, parang ganun. You sacrifice because you care, because you love, because you are in harmony, because you are a new person. Supernatural po yun. So, some of you, many of us dito, you share ng common goods, ng finances support. Nung nagbagyo po, nung nagbaha tayo, maraming family sa atin dito na apektuhan po, nawala ng kuryente sa kanila. Pero, some of you nag-open ng kanilang bahay, pinatuloy. Dito kayo. That's something to praise God kasi supernatural po. This, ito po yung evidence na Christ is working in you. You no longer operate on your selfish, self-centered na desire. So, ilan lang po yan sa mga tangible na evidence na nakikita natin ang work ng Panginoon. Keep growing. Keep out loving one another. Keep out doing ang good things na binibigay ng ibang tao sa iyo. And naalala ko rin, pag nagkikwento kami ni Pastor Alvin, nakikita ko kasi niya, kasi siya tuloy madalas kong na-example. So, pag nagkikwento kami, sabi niya, one time sabi niya, alam mo, dyan na-amaze ako eh, whenever nakikita ko yung church, sabi niya, nakikita niya yung work of grace. Isa sa sinabi niya, pero sometimes nami-miss natin eh. Merong mga maliliit na bagay na nami-miss natin. And I encourage everyone, try to encourage those people na gumagawa ng small things. Dahil hindi po madali yun. That's an effort. So let's appreciate po yun. Naalala ko lang na yun, sometimes nami-miss natin yun. That's something to praise God dahil that is exactly ang work ng Panginoon. Verse 18, all of us who are in Christ, meron na tayong access sa Diyos. God the Father in one spirit. Nakita niyo po ba yung Trinitarian work dito ng Panginoon sa church? And yung word po na access dito, unique po to kay Paul. Hindi niyo po ito makikita sa ibang writer ng New Testament. Si Paul lang po ang gumamit ng word na to. Makikita niyo lang yan sa Romans 5:2, dito po sa Romans 2:18 and Ephesians 2:18 and sa Ephesians 3:12. Sa Old Testament po, ang meaning na tong access na to ay meron pong ng sacrifices ng pag-approach sa Diyos. Yun po yung nung ginamit na word ni Paul dito. It's about sacrifices sa Old Testament. Leviticus 1:3, Leviticus 3:3, Leviticus 4:14. So as you approach God, meron kang dalang sacrifices. So, ginamit ni Paul to all over po sa makikita natin na ang point ni Paul lagi is towards Christ, in Him. So, ang offering, ang access natin sa Diyos is in Christ. He's highlighting dito, look, sino si Kristo, anong ginawa niya. So, peace and reconciliation po and salvation ay by God in and through Jesus Christ. So ano po ang result ng unity na to? Ano ang result ng ginawa ni Kristo na to? So far nakita natin yung condition natin without Christ, but now when Christ came, yung but now na yon or yung but God na yon transform everything sa story ng buhay natin. Centered kay Christ. Meron po tinatawag na chiastic. Ito po, as you study yung itong passage, it's chiastic eh. Ito ka dati, and then, pag gano'n po yan, center po yan kay Kristo, what Christ has done, and then babalik po yan. Ito ka na ngayon. That's point number 3 po natin. Third reality na about us in relation to Christ. We are family of God in Christ. We are a new people for God. Verses 19 to 22. So, ang verse 19 to 20 po, makikita natin, ito ay opposite ng verses 11 to 12. Yung kaninang binasa po natin. Opposite po yan. Ang sabi sa 11:12, we were alienated, separated, no hope, no God, no home, no citizenship, no benefits. Pero after the work of Christ, eto ka na ngayon. Verse 19, sabi ron, ang verse 19 eh, yung verse 11:12 dati, no longer exists. No longer a reality sa'yo. We are now citizens, sabi ron, with benefits ng promises and blessings ng Panginoon. Notice niyo po yung language na ginagamit dito. Citizenship. It relates sa kingdom. Saints is a group ng redeemed people set apart by God. Household of God is a family language, a relational language. We call God as Father. We access that as a Father. And we are part ng household of God. Nakita niyo yung transformation? Dati ito ka? Outside, walang Diyos, walang hope? Dahil kay Kristo, ito ka ngayon. That's why, remember who you were and what Christ has done and who you are right now. So, ang passport po natin sa bagong citizenship natin is Christ. Ang loving and intimate language ng family, house of God, tells us na you and me, magkakapatid. Literally, magkakapatid po tayo. Kung detect natin to, that's exactly who we are as a church. We are brothers and sisters. That's why we call one another brother and sister, kapatid. tol. And we are truly blood-related. The blood of Christ connects us. So ang household na ito po, ang kingdom that we belong, that's church. We will only stand strong, united, if nakatayo tayo sa foundation na si Kristo. Ang sabi po rin sa foundation of the apostles and prophets, simply means po na ang church ay natatag from the proclamation ng gospel through these people. Hindi po foundation tong specific na mga taong apostles. They are not the foundation. Yung teaching nila. Ano ba yung teaching nila? The very word of God galing kay Kristo. They are sent out. Whenever Paul writes, ako'y messenger ng Panginoon. Slave ako ni Christ. When sumusulat siya ng gano'n, binibigyan niya yung authority. Pakinggan mo yung authority ko. It's not my authority. It's Christ who sent me. That's exactly. Ang foundation ng Christ is from the teaching of the apostles and the New Testament prophets, which is from God, the very word of God. And so yun po yung, ano na yan, yung foundation. And yung cornerstone, kung pamilya po, ano ba yung cornerstone? O may mga structural engineer ba dito? Ito po sa Greco-Roman time po, yung mga time na yun, yung whenever merong construction po, that's yung unang binubuo, ginagawa nila. Isang malaking stone po ito, na yun po ang una nila, ilalagay nila sa specific na kung anong isang kailangan. Ang purpose po nito is to, parang we can say na load-bearing po ito. Siya ang mag-ano ng load na yun. And ang structure will fall and stand nakabase sa cornerstone. And that, yun ang ano ni Kristo. Siya ang cornerstone. Kaya kinakanta natin, all other ground is sinking sand. Si Kristo. If you are part ng church or you are attending ng ibang church, if walang Kristo, if not the teaching of the apostles, this is a false church. So, let's ano yung gauge yung ano ng church from the word of the scripture ng apostles, ng teaching ng mga apostles, and from Christ himself. So, the cornerstone provides po ng security ng building. Sinabi ni Jesus, even the gates of hell will not prevail sa church. Church will continue. So, meron po tayong assurance doon. Lahat ng promises ng gospel, lahat ng promises about new people, about church is certain. So, take heart. Whenever na mak-encounter tayo na, dahil we know I have a certain hope kay Kristo. So, look at verse 20 to 22 po. Notice po natin language. Yung process po ng building, joining together, growing, is ongoing. Hindi pa po nag-end. Ito ay work in progress. Work in progress po ito. Up to this time, church is not a building po. Tayo po yung church, people of God. God will continue add sa atin. And I'm pina-encourage na halos every week, I can see new people, new faces. This is how, it's ongoing process po. So, meron po tayong responsibility to bring more people outside. Bring them. Paano? Proclaim the work of Christ. Ano itsura po? Now, so what? Ano ngayon to? Anong gagawin ko rito ngayon? Paano natin i-apply ito? Siguro, let me give you a few applications. Siguro, una, let's model ng humility. Humility before one another, dahil we are all undeserving, alam natin na it's God who works in us. So, let's extend ng grace, mercy sa bawat isa. We are a new people, pero we know, meron pa rin tayong weakness. Weakness still there. Meron pa rin times na you may hurt your brother and sister. Na I can hurt you. You can hurt me. That's reality po yun. Pero hindi tayo mag-stay doon. Be ready and eager to forgive and ask forgiveness. Protect your family from sin. Your family, tong church. Protect from sin. Protect from the evil one. Let's fight sin together. Be accountable sa isa't isa. Grow in gratitude and amazement sa affection natin kay Kristo by remembering who you were, who we were, and meditating on what Christ has done and what who we are now and who we will be. Serve the body, serve the church. All of us mayroon pong gift. Develop new skills to serve. Let's not be a consumer po sa church. Be a servant. Marami tayong ministry need. Be a servant. Let's not make it a habit po to miss ang gathering. If you're a Christian and you're not a member ng isang local church, be a member. That's exactly po sinasabi rito. Be part of the household of God. Sabi sa Team 1 Timothy, ano yung household of God? Church. So be part. If you're a Christian, you're not a member ng join us. Join other churches, like-minded churches po. Marami rito. We can recommend sa inyo kung saan nyo gusto pumunta. Pero be part of the church if you are a Christian. And then, you can list out ng marami pa po. Feel free to add. For those of you na walang Kristo, still far off from God, ang condition nyo po is nandun pa rin sa point one. No hope, no God, separated, you're at war. Friends, consider mo po yung invitation. Don't just stay outside. Na parang tinitignan. Alala ko, nung bata ko, mayroon akong bahay na nakikita na, ang ganda, ano kayo tsura niyan sa loob? Huwag po tayo maging ganun. Don't stay outside. Don't just look around. Door is open po. Christ is calling you. Come. Come to me. Come inside. You can join God's family even today. Narinig mo po yung invitation. It's a grace sa'yo ng Panginoon na narinig mo ang message na to. Invitation for you to come. Don't stay outside. One day, the door will shut. The door will be closed. And there will be no more hope. Ano yung one day na yan? Maybe you go to him, to God, or Christ return. Pero either way, you will stand before Him. So deal with your sin. Deal sa war na ito. Go inside the household of God. Go to Christ. Today is the day ng yung salvation. Everything hinges po sa person and work of Christ. Yung eternal destination depends on Christ. Ang paulit-ulit ng Bible, turn away, repent, turn to Christ. Inuulit-ulit ko rin po ito because that's exactly what you need to do. Put your trust kay Kristo. Let me end po. We'll ask the same question. What is your deepest longing? Why you long for a loving relationship? Why you long for a home? Natural po sa tao to long for those things. Why? Because God put that in your heart. And God will make sure na you will not find it here. Because only God can satisfy that. Without Christ, you will remain in search sa mga bagay na yan na hindi mo makikita. Sabi ni Saint Augustine, God have made us for Himself. And our heart is restless until it rests in God. Come to Christ. He will give you rest. Rest for your soul. May we long for an ultimate expression ng peace with God and one another when we are finally home with the Lord. Let's pray. Oh Father, thank you for Jesus Christ. We were once lost but now found. We were once your enemy but now your family. Panginoon, bless your church. Grant us grace to display your glory in and through us. In Christ's name, amen.